Interception goes to Colin Cook, and two penalties, two non-contact penalties, actually, in fact, for 30 yards altogether on the personal fouls. Dave, from the numbers, what can you tell?
Well, you're looking at the numbers. We'll start with the rushing game. The rushing game definitely is in favor of the Patriots. They have been slow and methodical, not necessarily extremely exciting, but efficient. They've run the ball very well. 3-4 yards a carry will get you first downs. And they have won that battle, but everything else is Harbor Beach. The special teams, they have had two huge returns. And obviously the passing game, we've seen Kraft's number 7 for 8, averaging 14 yards of pass play and a couple passing touchdowns compared to USA's 1 pass attempt that was picked off. So far out of those 3 categories, Harbor Beach has got 2 of the 3, and the scoreboard's in their favor because of it.
The second half is coming up in just a hot second as both teams are on the field stretching as the USA marching band is off the field, doing a great job per usual. With about 90 seconds on the clock, they might add another 3. When we return to the WLAW Sports Game of the Week, Harbor Beach at USA, we'll have second half action coming up. We're currently, it's Harbor Beach 28, USA 14.
Hard work and dedication is how championship teams are made. Everyone at Signature Bank would like to congratulate all area athletes on a job well done. At Signature Bank, we promote academic achievement and sports excellence. When it comes to banking, we have over 40 years of experience. Supporting your local businesses and communities is our focus. And when you invest with Signature Bank, you invest in your community. The best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebewing. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hi, Todd Bowers from More Motors in Carroll. Looking for the ultimate off-road truck? We just got a new Ford F-150 Raptor in. It is the only one in the state that is the new color Terrain. Looking for a great deal on a new 2013 F-150? We have a huge selection with $9,000 in rebates and package savings. Come get a 2013 Chrysler or Dodge minivan. While the rebates are the most and the selection is best. Come see me, Todd Bowers, at More Motor Sales just west of Carroll on M81 or shop the web at themoreautogroup.com. See you soon.
Saginaw Valley State University, where personal attention and outstanding opportunities produce impressive results.
I'm Brian White from Ubley, and I'm an accounting major at SVSU. It's a great campus, you know, great professors, great classes, and it's been a great experience so far. My accounting classes have been great so far. I really enjoyed my professors, and I did well in both classes. I really enjoy the small class sizes. You get more one-on-one attention with the teachers. And the fact that it's close to home makes it great for me because I have a job back home. I am living on campus. It's been pretty cool. They give you a lot of opportunities to get involved. And there you also meet just a lot of new people. It's a very friendly atmosphere. It's great knowing you have friends wherever you turn.
For more information on Saginaw Valley State University, including more stories from students and alumni, visit iam.svsu.edu.
You're tuned to WLAW Sports. It's time for the second half. Harbor Beach leads 28-14. Just a hot second ago, it was 15-14. Harbor Beach with a 1-point lead, but Harbor Beach scored twice in the last 2 minutes to make it a 2-touchdown lead. Currently, in other scores around the area, Ubley leads Bad Axe 28-14. Ubley stopped Bad Axe at the goal line right before halftime. Bad Axe's 2 touchdowns come from kickoff returns. 12 minutes are on the clock. USA is going to be kicking off to start this second half. Left, right across your radio, Hayden Ewald doing the duties. He's 6'1", 170 pounds. USA came out and was leading 14-0. Then Harbor Beach rattled off 28 straight points, and they're ready for the onside kick. Travis Sussmaker, the only man in the ready for the long ball. And now Austin Seltz joins him in the backfield. Hayden Ewald's kick is up. It's a little bit of a short into Austin Seltz's hands at the 25-yard line. It's crossed to the 35, and he's brought down by Brandon Harper at the 33 after an eight-yard return for the Pirates.
A nice open field tackle there made by the USA special teams. So far, as we noted in the first half, the USA struggled on kick coverage, and they did a better job there.
First and 10 for the Pirates, right to left across your radio in the black pants, white uniforms, white helmets, black face masks. Eli Kraft has a running back on either side of him. And it's a handoff to Austin Seltz right through the middle, breaks through the first line, and brought down by number 72, Brendan Ballard, who actually picked him right by the jersey to help him up. I guess that's one way to look at you.
Well, yeah, it doesn't take a whole lot for Ballard to lift him, lift little Seltz right up. Seltz only 5'8", 165 pounds, but man, can that kid run in the open field.
And he gets a 5-yard gain, second and 5 for the Pirates, and now at their own 38-yard line.
Carter Lindenberg on the side. Looks like he's getting a little patch, keep his hands warm.
And another nice grab by Josh Elke in the screen pass. No gain, though, because number 20, Ryan Miller-Wise, with the heads-up play, was there to meet him right as he brought in the one-handed grab, Josh Elke. And no gain, maybe even a loss of a yard, and brings up 3rd and 6.
Oh, and Miller-Wise laid a lick on Josh Elke. He come out of the game after that play. He's going to catch his breath. But that's the second time he's had to make a one-handed catch. Eli Kraft, in a sense, hung him out to dry, and Miller-Wise didn't miss.
And Shelkey comes out as well as Ryan Miller-Wise, who's being checked out by the medical staff on the sidelines. 3rd and 6, and it's a handoff to number 2, Travis Esmaeger, out of the backfield at the 40, and somehow finds a crease down to the 45 and forced out of bounds at the 47-yard line. It's a 9-yard gain, enough for a first down by about 3 yards. Move the chains for the Pirates. 1st and 10.
The senior Garrett Nitz forced the runner out of bounds.
Miller-Wise still being checked out. He's on his knees, sitting up, moving all of his limbs, just being cautious before going back to the game. 2 wide to the right, 1 to the left, and it's a handoff to Austin Seltz out of the backfield. He has the first down across to the 45, down to the 40. Still on his feet at the 35 when he's finally brought down into USA territory by number 27, Seth Gangler. And Harbor Beach with another big run, this time for 18 yards, and it's a first down into USA territory.
Well, and that read option, multiple defenders hanging around the backfield waiting for Kraft to keep it, and he just hands it off. Seltz takes it up the middle with a lot of running room through that offensive line.
10.5 to play. Harbor Beach leads 28-14. It's a handoff to Travis Esmaeger, trying to go to the left and nothing going, and he's actually brought down in the backfield for a loss.
Brought down by 85, Nick Nordstrom.
Nick Nordstrom is going to get the credit for that tackle. As well on that was number 22, Nathan Mielke.
Mielke's had a nice day defensively, been all around the ball today.
10 minutes left in the third quarter. It's still 28-14. No score here in the second half yet. Josh Elke wide to the left, 2 wide to the right. And Kraft is going to stay in the pocket to pass to Shelkey.
Right to him.
And down at the 10-yard line, it's a little short, nearly picked off at the 5-yard line. Good coverage there by number 80, Garrett Nitz. And the pass falls incomplete, short, thrown short of Shelkey, and nearly still caught it.
Good to see Shelkey back in the game, but it didn't take long. And a streak pattern right down the sideline. He blew by Nitz, had 2 steps on him, but the ball was underthrown, and Nitz about to make a play on it. Nice job by Shelkey to come back to the ball and make a play on it to make sure that it was not intercepted.
9:51 left in the third, and Kraft's going to keep it for himself. Past the line of scrimmage, has the first down across the 25, down to the 20. Scrambling down to the 10-yard line, comes back into the 5, and he's brought down to the 3-yard line with a shoestring tackle by number 10.
That's Aaron Sines.
Aaron Sines brings in the touchdown-saving tackle at the 3-yard line.
Oh, Kraft is just so shifty down the field and doesn't lose any speed. That's the hard part to believe. Going left, going right, and next thing you know, he slides between 2 defenders, and it takes a shoestring tackle to bring him down.
A 33-yard gain for Eli Kraft as they hand it off to Austin Seltz, and it's touchdown Harbor Beach. Austin Seltz in from 3 yards out for another 6 points, and now it's Harbor Beach 34, USA 14.
It's so funny. You put DeAndre Ridner in the backfield, and everybody thinks that the big man, Ridner, center is going to get the ball. You normally you would, 5'11", 215 pounds. They give it to the smallest guy on the roster to run it in for in the goal line situation.